Green Compass.
The Green Compass.
Exploring the road to a better Pittsburgh.
Where we are and where we are going.
Being green is a trendy topic. With an increasing focus on environmental sustainability, the term green job is being used to describe many new positions in the workforce. My name is Hydea Wither-Davis.
I'm Alec Brown.
And I'm Malia Barnes. While green jobs are beginning to emerge, reaching the general public and educating them about the environmental issues that make these jobs essential can be challenging. According to the U.S. News and World Report, in 2010, 50% of Americans did not believe that humans have impacted climate change. Miriam Parsons, the program coordinator of the Student Conservation Association's Green City Corps, gives her thoughts on what she thinks is the best method of educating people about the environment.
Meeting people where they are at, providing them tools for solutions, and then working alongside them to implement those tools in a really experiential way.
However, we need more than just education to continue to improve our environment and become a more sustainable community. The Bureau of Labor Statistics estimated that only 2.4% of all jobs in the country in 2010 were related to green products or services. Court Gold, the executive director of Sustainable Pittsburgh, says,
"There are a wealth of initiatives in Pittsburgh that are specifically providing green job training, from the community college to the labor union to organizations like GTEC, Green Innovators, Student Conservation Association, and more."
With these initiatives, opportunities available in the green jobs sector should increase. Afton Giles, the sustainability coordinator for the City of Pittsburgh, explains how many of these opportunities are made possible.
It's always been a fusion effort between local governments and our local leaders and nonprofits and community organizations.
Kate Rasmussen, the Student Conservation Association Green Cities Corps Fellow at the Design Center, believes that
Pittsburgh's really going through a renaissance of its own, and I think that it's a great example to other Rust Belt cities that kind of this new age of sustainability is emerging here in Pittsburgh.
Historically, renaissances bring out dramatic change, particularly in respect to social and economic equality.
There's great potential for matching green jobs with one of the issues that is holding our region back terribly, and that is the disparity between populations in our region. The green job sector tends to provide the greatest job opportunities at the lower and middle income levels.
Not only do green jobs work to bring about change, but they can also help drive our economic recovery. Court Gold continues.
As our region really strives to make sure that everybody is working to their potential to either enter or re-enter the workforce, green job opportunities are on the rise.
As more people move into urban areas, sustainability is no longer a trend. It is a very real necessity. Mary Whitney, the sustainability coordinator for Chatham University, expands on this concept.
I think it's going to come from pressures down. We're going to have to learn. We're just going to have to do it because we have to do it.
As our city and nation undergoes this tremendous transition, the way our society views green jobs is going to change. Perhaps one day, no one will use the term green jobs because all jobs will incorporate green principles.
We need to assess all jobs from the standpoint that any and every job has the possibility to be a green job.
The Green Compass was produced at the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade
by students participating in the Heinz Endowment's Youth Philanthropy Internship Program.
All statements and opinions are those of the speakers and do not necessarily represent those of the Heinz Endowments.
More information on the Youth Philanthropy Internship Program is available at heinz.org.